And the officers of the children of Israel, which Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten, and demanded, "Wherefore have ye not fulfilled your task in making brick, both yesterday and today as heretofore? When thou shalt besiege a city a long time, in making war against it to take it, thou shalt not destroy the trees thereof by forcing an axe against them. For thou mayest eat of them, and thou shalt not cut them down, for the tree of the field is man's life, to employ them in the siege." Now as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial, beset the house round about, and beat at the door, and spake to the master of the house, the old man, saying, "Bring forth the man that came into thine house, that we may know him." Judah and Israel were many, as the sand which is by the sea in multitude, eating and drinking and making merry. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting, and with sound of the cornet, and with trumpets, and with cymbals, making a noise with psalteries and harps. O Lord, for thy servant's sake, and according to thine own heart, hast thou done all this greatness in making known all these great things. And Hezekiah spake comfortably unto all the Levites that taught the good knowledge of the Lord. And they did eat throughout the feast 7 days, offering peace offerings, and making confession to the Lord God of their fathers. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Moreover, the Lord saith, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, and making a tinkling with their feet, cursed be the man who brought tidings to my father, saying, a man-child is born unto thee, making him very glad. Syria was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of the wares of thy making. They occupied in thy fairs with emeralds, purple, and broidered work, and fine linen, and coral, and agate. Damascus was thy merchant in the multitude of the wares of thy making, for the multitude of all riches, in the wine of Helbon and white wool. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. They have spoken words, swearing falsely and making a covenant. Thus judgment springeth up as hemlock in the furrows of the field, saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small and the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit? Therefore also will I make thee sick in smiting thee, and making thee desolate because of thy sins. To the ruler's house, and saw the minstrels, and the people making a noise, he said unto them, give place, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his father, making himself equal with God, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you, as sorrowful, yet alway rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, always in every prayer of mine for you all making request with joy. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly. And if some have compassion, making a difference,